B'siyata d'shmaya, b'zat Hashem, we're going to be continuing the series on connecting to tzaddikim. What is the importance of connecting to tzaddikim? Where does it come from? Why do we need it so much in our lifetime? And I'm also going to just say, because people responded back that I'm saying these things, but, give an example. So, here's one story out of many that I could have told in my whole entire life, but one story specifically with my Rav, Rav Yitzhak. When I met Rav Yitzhak, after a few months, came the Ilula of his great-grandfather, the Abir Yaakov. Abir Yaakov and the Rambam are on the same day, Kaf Tevet, I think, yeah? And the Rav was doing an Ilula. And I had known Rav Yitzhak for a few months, but we weren't so close. I was in transition of starting to pray more with him and connect with him more. And Rav Yitzhak turned to me one time at Sudash Yishid and he said to me, "We're doing an Ilula, don't miss it for anything." And for whatever reason, although he wasn't my rabbi at the time, the way he said it to me was clear that one thing's for sure, I should not miss it. I should not miss this thing for anything. What ended up happening was that that night that the Ilula was happening was the last night of a fundraiser that I was managing. I was managing this fundraiser, and we were trying to raise $250,000. And it was the same night. Now, my job, versus the tzaddik telling me, don't miss the event for anything. Me personally, what I ended up doing at that moment, I don't know if it was right or wrong, but it was what was done. So it was clearly Hashem's will. Now, looking back, is that I was watching from my phone that the campaign was going well, and that we're going to most likely pass 250,000. And I thought I'll manage the campaign from afar, and I'm going to go to the Ilula, I'm going to go to the celebration of the Abir Yaakov and the Rambam. And I went, and it was an amazing event. It was the first time that I was at a Ilula with Rav Yitzhak, and I got to see him like in a different side, outside of the show, it was a different site. And it was special. It was definitely, I needed to be there, and I was meant to be there. The next morning, I wake up and I go into work. We had raised the $250,000 for a charity here in Tzfat. I walk into the office and I'm told that I'm fired. I no longer have a job. Why? Because I didn't show up to work and I went to some party. I was in charge of the campaign, and on the last night, the most important night, I didn't show up. Now, are they right for doing that? Yeah. Did I have my reasons? Yeah. Who is right business-wise? I was wrong, most likely, right? Plain business, I was wrong. I should have showed up. But now we have an interesting story. Because the tzaddik said, come, don't miss it for anything. I showed up, and the immediate outcome of doing that was, you're fired now, you don't have a job. So you could say I lost because I listened to the tzaddik. I lost out. I came to Rav Yitzhak and I said to Rav Yitzhak, I'm not complaining. I'm just telling the Rav what happened. You told me not to miss it for anything. I showed up. I'm now jobless. He said to me, not only will you not see any damage, you're only going to see salvation, and big things are going to come out of you losing this job. 4 months I didn't have any money. 4 months I didn't have a job and I couldn't get a job. Everything was the exact opposite of what he was telling me. Listening to him, lost my job. Now he told me, don't worry, you're not going to have any damage, you're only going to see salvation. 4 months of hell, of not having money, of nothing making sense. What's going on here? And then everything changed. Within those 4 months, I started a podcast called Two Chassids in a Pod that changed lives, that put people in yeshiva, that made people start keeping Shabbat, people start keeping kosher, people learning Torah in an interesting, fun way. Then I ended up getting a job because I was praying in Rav Yitzhak's minyan. Someone wanted to hire me only because of the way that they looked at me in shul. They didn't know anything about me. And my life started to pick up more and more and more and more. Then that podcast ended at a certain point, and I still wanted to help people online, and I was still being asked to help people online, but I no longer through a podcast. Then Torah classes started, and then a chavura started, and now we're sitting here in Shari'ichud. And all of that is because I didn't miss that Ilula. Because the tzaddik said, come and don't miss it for anything. And then I showed up and I partied there and I was there and I got fired. Yes, because I went there. And I didn't have money for 4 months. Yes, but what's 4 months in comparison to the last 3 years of Torah that's been online? Hundreds of thousands of people the hours and views, and obviously I didn't lose out. Obviously I needed to go through a little bit of struggling in order to get to where we are now, that we can sit here in a building and learn Torah together. And I can trace it all the way back to when Rav Yitzchak told me, don't miss it for anything, with 100% certainty. But for quite a while, it didn't add up what he told me, and it seemed the opposite. Again, these are things that we're trying to understand, and that's why we're in this series. So we learned yesterday about the sources of what happens when you have a prophet downloading high, high levels of energy and how he can pass that over to his students. We learned it by way of the story of Shmuel and David and Shaul, as well as Eliyahu and Elisha. And we're going to continue along today, B'zat Hashem, continue learning from the Biyam Darkecha on this idea. This idea of, again, what we said is essentially our goal is to connect to Hashem. And one of the ways, main ways to do that, is by way of having a relationship and a connection with the tzaddik, with the true tzaddik, that's able to connect to Hashem on a much higher level than you. The goal, again, is always understanding more godliness and interacting more with godliness in this world. And that is a goal that in every generation is relevant. Just because we lost prophecy doesn't mean you don't have to seek out ways to connect to Hashem. Just because we don't have a temple doesn't mean that you shouldn't seek out ways to connect to Hashem. These are all things that we need to be doing in our life, and we still have this goal of having a deeper understanding of godliness. And a person could come and say, in our generation, what do I have to do with emuna? Like, what do I have to do with nevuah? Why should I at all be worried about prophecy when it's not a reality in our generation? And we answered that yesterday, and we said, right, that there is what's called Ruach HaKodesh. There's 1/60th of prophecy, there's high levels of intuition. You can find yourself in the middle of a desert, you don't know which direction to go in, and all of a sudden you feel, turn right and just walk, it's going to be okay, turn right. Right, like the Shvil Min HaTzad, there's a path from the side in the Lost Princess, right, the Rabbi Nachman story. The letter is Moshe, Shvil Min HaTzad. Moshe knows the path from the side, doesn't always have to go down the beaten path. Where does that intuition come from? It's called Ruach HaKodesh, right? That is a reality in our generation. And in every single generation, we have the presence of the Shekhinah in our lives. And the Shekhinah rests mainly in our generation on the true tzaddikim. Like it's explained many different places in the Zohar. And here we're going to bring a few of the words from the Zohar explaining this idea that the Shekhinah, the presence of Hashem, is mainly revealed in our generation at the Beit Midrash, and at the classes, and the books, and the teachings, and on the being that is the tzaddik, the true tzaddikim of our generations. It says in Zohar, I'm going to bring a bunch of different sources from the Zohar, about 5-6 Zohars. One is, Zakain inun tzaddikaya de ra'uta de lehon bedvekuta de kuchavichu tadir. How fortunate are those righteous people that their whole entire desire is to have dveku to Hashem constantly. Bekama de inun mitbakin be tadir, achi nami itabek behu, velo shaviklon le'almin. The more that they're able to connect, the more that we should want to connect to them and not let go forever. Another source. Kat chame barnash tzadikaya, ozakin dai bedara, bevedai inun afe shchinta, begin de shchinta. Istatrat begavayu, iu bestimu veinun bidgalia, man dechame afe shchinte, bai lemizal velerahata betra. The Shekhinah is found inside the body of the tzaddik. Not that he himself is a god, God forbid, we never want to say that, we're not pushing your Christianity or anything like it. These people rectify themselves so much that their body becomes a mishkan, becomes a dwelling place for a holy energy. Hashem wants to be inside of a person that has a pure heart, that thinks good about other people, that looks for the good in other people, that judges others favorably, that has mercy, that does good, that prays well, that reveals Hashem in the world. Hashem wants to put the light of Hashem there in that person. The tzaddikim that are always fighting to be those people, Hashem puts His presence, His Shekhinah, His revelations inside their Beit Mikdash, inside their body, around them, and we have an obligation to try to connect to them. Kad tzaddika hu be'alma miyad shechimta lo ityadiat mine v'tiyufta dilei be shechimta lo azla ela betrach tzaddika. The Shekhinah only goes in a place where you find righteousness, where you find a tzaddik. Meaning the Shekhinah is always seeking out holy people to connect to. Bechol atar tzadikaya, de tzadikaya azle, Shekhinah azlat imahon velo shavik lahon. Any place a tzadik goes, the Shekhinah goes with him and never leaves him, never abandons him. The Ramban talks about it as well. And he says, Anshe Mala Ramban, right? Nachman it is. Rav Moshe ben Nachman says, Anshe Mala Azot, Tie Nafsham Gam Bechayem Tzura Betzor Chayim Ki Hem Atzmam Ma'on Leshchina. The Ramban writes about Deuteronomy 11, verse 22, Dvarim Yud Aleph Kaf Bet. Anshe Mala Azot, who are these Anshe Mala, these lofty people, these high level people? Tie Nafsham Gam Bechayem Tzura Betzor Chayim. Their life, while they're alive in this world, is already attached to the chain of life of the world to come. While they're alive, walking through here. Ki hem atzmam ma'on la'shchina. Because they themselves, the tzaddik himself, the righteous person himself in this world, is a resting place for the Shechina. The Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, writes, Ashchina mitlabeshet betoch chachmei adorot. The Shechina gets engarmented and clothed inside the sages of the generations. Umisha meir Yisrael, and from there illuminates out to the people of Israel. Ki Ashchina, because the Shechina milvad shechana betocham od tesovevam vihenu Yisrael meora begilui. Not only does the Shechina dwell inside of them, the Shechina surrounds them, and all of Am Yisrael will benefit from the light of its revelations. That was from the Ma'amar HaGeulah of the Ramchal. The Ramchal has a whole essay, a whole discourse about the Geulah, about redemption, and that's what he says there, that the Shekhinah, so to say, wraps itself up inside the sages of the generation, from there gets spread out to all of Am Yisrael, goes inside their midst, and surrounds them from the outside. The Ramchal also says in Mesilat Yesharim, in the 26th chapter, he says there, תלמידי חכמים הקדושים בדרכיהם ובכל מעשיהם. תלמידי חכמים, Torah scholars, Torah sages, on a high level, in all of their holy ways and actions, הנה הם ממש כמקדש וכמזבח. תלמידי חכמים, in all of their actions and all the things that they do, they are ממש like a מזבח, says the Ramchal. כמקדש וכמזבח. Like a מקדש, like a sanctuary, like a temple, and like a מזבח, like an altar. מפני שהשכינה שורה עליהם. Why? Because the Shechina is resting on them. כמו שהייתה שורה במקדש ממש. Just like it rested in the Mikdash. Just like there was השראת השכינה, the presence of the Shechina in the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So too on the Tzadik, on the Talmid Chacham, Shechina is dwelling on him. We see here, like how many sources over the past 2,000 years, how many sources telling us 100% the reality is the Shechina is dwelling on the people that think about her the most. It's kind of simple, right? If you make yourself a place to receive the light of Hashem will want to connect you and be there for you. If that's the case, so then when I connect myself to the tzaddik, I'm connecting to the Shekhinah. If the Shekhinah is only found in our generation by way of the Talmidei Chachamim, as the Zohar says, as the Ramban says, as the Ramchal says, as many other people said, so then how do I get to the Shekhinah? Now we're going to take it back. We'll get there. Chazal also talked about this. Since the Tzaddik is where you can find the Shekhinah, so then when a person attaches himself to a Tzaddik, so he's effectively, by way of that, connecting to the Shekhinah. And without connecting to the Tzaddik, you can't really say that you're truthfully connecting to the Shechina. How are you going to get to the Shechina if it's only found by way of the Tzaddikim and you're not interested in connecting to the rabbis? Again, and I want to clarify this because of messages I got yesterday on this topic as well. I said this in the beginning of the class yesterday. When I say rabbi, I mean tzaddik, and when I say tzaddik, I don't necessarily mean rabbi. In the context of my classes, when I say go connect to a rabbi, I mean a tzaddik, not just an average local Orthodox rabbi. When I say tzaddik, I do not mean that every rabbi is a tzaddik, right? So yes, your rabbi in your neighborhood might not necessarily be on the level where he's able to answer the deepest life questions that you have. That's not his job. His job is to be there to make sure a community is running and flowing and to answer some basic things. If he has humility, he'll also tell you, this is above my pay grade, go to one of the giants, go to one of the big people. When that person opens his mouth, stop asking questions. And this is not to put doubt into the average local Orthodox rabbi. I'm sure they'll tell you the same thing. There's levels to this. And there's reason that we call certain people in this world tzaddikim, and others we just call them rabbanim, rabbis. They're not the same. It's not the same. Right? So just for that clarity, we're talking about tzaddikim. We're talking about really righteous people. So when we come to connect to a tzaddik, we are connecting to the Shechina. What is the idea of connecting to a tzaddik? What does it mean to cling myself to a tzaddik? Love, strong love. V'tidbak nefesh Yonatan b'David. The soul of Yonatan glued itself to David. What was the love? That's the highest example that we have for love in the world. Was the love between Yonatan and David. David and Jonathan, right? Yonatan's father was one of David's biggest enemies. Right? Shaul. And it didn't stop him, the fact that he had a bounty on his head and his father was trying to kill him, and he was, so to say, the prince. What was thought to be the heir to the throne, it didn't matter. For him, his best friend, David, was unconditional love. That was unconditional love. Right? So that kind of love is what we want to feel towards these tzaddikim. That's what it means to cling to a tzaddik, is to have that level of love. Like the rabbi said, it says in Masechet Ketubot, Kuf Yud Aleph, right, which is also where all of the sources of the three Shavuot, and if we're allowed to make Aliyah, we're not allowed to make Aliyah, that's where it's all written as well. They write there like this, V'chi efshar ledvuke b'shechina, can a person cling to the Shechina? V'chtiv, right? Can a person connect to the Shechina? Shechina is godliness. Can a person connect to that, really? V'chtiv ki avaya elohecha esh ochela. It's written, Hashem is a fiery esh. It's a fire that consumes. Ela kol ha-masi bito le-talmid chacham. Whoever marries his daughter to a talmid chacham, v'ose pragmatia le-talmid chachamim, and does business and helps support talmid chachamim, and whoever gives money towards the Talmid Chacham to help them, support them, to help them get by, ma'ale alav ha-katuv ki'ilu midabek ba-shechina. The Torah counts as if you are clinging to the Shechina. This is from Chazal. So if you don't accept the Zohar, you don't accept the Ramban, you don't accept the Ramchal, Mesilat Yesharim, and all these Kabbalistic ideas, here's the Gemara outright. How in the world could a person ever connect to the fire that is the Shechina? The reality of Hashem that can't tolerate any bad in the world. It is such a pure light that it consumes all negativity. Anything that conceals it. Anything that's against it. How are you, with all of the bad that you have inside of you and all of the troubles that you have, are going to connect to such a fire? Gemara says, all right. Marry your daughter off to a Talmid Chacham. Support them. Do business with them. Make them your partners in business. Yeah, they're sitting learning Torah all day long. You give them money for that because their Torah will support your business and your business will support their Torah. That, if you do that, the Torah counts it as if you are directly connected to the Shechina. Our whole entire life is to connect to the Shechina. But for not all of us, it's for most of us, it's not an easy thing to do. Here's a goal, here's a way to do it. Connect to Talmidei Chachamim, connect to Tzaddikim. Meaning, by way of clinging to a Talmid Chacham, to a Tzaddik, that is he himself connected to the Shekhinah, this counts that you too are now connected to the Shekhinah. It's an amazing thing. And you can ask the question, okay, we said the Shekhinah is a consuming fire, so how can the Chacham connect to the Shekhinah? How could it be that he can connect? We're both humans. How does he not get burnt and I'm meant to get burnt? And by way of me connecting to him, that he's connected to it, I won't get burnt. But how can he even connect? We're all human. How can he connect to the Shekhinah? How can we be? How can Chazal say, if you connect to this person that's connected to the Shekhinah, you'll be connected to the Shekhinah? How does he even connect to the Shekhinah? The answer is that Tzaddik prepared himself and purified himself, and he doesn't have bad in him. Therefore, he's able to connect to the fire and not get burnt. Because the fire of the Shekhinah only burns the bad that's inside of a person. All of the concealment, all the questions, all the doubts, all the lack of emunah that's in the person gets burnt by way of the Shekhinah. But the holiness that's inside of a person can't get consumed because it's connected to the Shekhinah. It is part of the Shekhinah. It's not going to consume itself. It's not going to fire itself. Chelek Elohim imamal. Your soul is pure. It can't get burnt up in the Shekhinah. But your body, your mind, your heart, there's a lot of bad in there. That can get burnt. Mimele is, and therefore, a person who has a lot of bad in them, who has negativity inside of them, is not able to connect to the Shekhinah. Because it will burn all of that bad at once, and then the person will die. Right? If a person loses 20% of themselves, that could be the 20% that you need to stay alive. Oh, but I'm only 20% bad, I'm 80% good. Okay, but that, who's to say that 20% is not your heart or your head? Which most of the times it is. Right? And then if that gets burnt, there's only one option now. You're either brain dead or heart dead, and you can't move forward. Right? The average person needs to be able to get rid of that bad, to burn it up, slowly but surely. We want to get rid of the bad. We want to connect to the Shekhinah, and we want to be purified. But we can't just go into it like that, like Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu were the holiest people in the generation. They're on a level higher than Moshe and Aaron. But they wanted to skip levels, and they wanted to go straight into the Shekhinah. They got burnt, and they died. And they were aware holier than any tzaddik we have in our generation to connect to. They were two of the holiest people ever, ever, ever. And they, because of skipping steps, got burnt quickly. But there's a problem. In order to get the bad out, you need the fire of the Shekhinah. But you're not able to connect to it because it'll burn you up completely at once. So how do you get rid of it? How do you fix yourself with the Shekhinah without being able to connect to the Shekhinah? Therefore, you have to connect to the Tzaddik. And by way of receiving the Dveikut of the Shekhinah, according to the Tzaddik's level, now when I come to connect to it, he waters it down to the level that I'm able to receive from it. And then slowly but surely, the more I show up, the more I listen to him, the more I get a bracha, the more I daven with him, the more I see how he behaves, how he deals with people, how he treats people, the way he teaches Torah, everything, how he acts in his house, how he acts in the street, the way he holds ideas in his mind, the mercy that he... Slowly but surely, the bad inside of me starts to get removed. But not at once, not a complete surgery, open heart surgery, when I'm not ready for it. No, here's a vitamin, here's another vitamin, here's a pill, here's small doses. Since you don't have the Shekhinah mamash dwelling on you, rather it's dwelling on the Chacham, it's dwelling on the Tzaddik, and you just receive according to your level, so therefore it'll always be constricted and reduced in a way that's user-friendly for you, that you'll be able to take it and actually do something with it and not get completely burned. Since the Tzaddik purified himself, right, completely, until all of his will is just to do the will of Hashem, and his whole entire essence is just to reveal the light of Hashem in this world, therefore anybody who comes to attach themselves to him is clinging to the Shekhinah that's on him. Right? There's this, let's say, a cloud of Shekhinah resting on the Tzaddik. You can't step underneath that cloud and not get affected by it. So if you just come inside the presence of the Tzaddik, you're affected by the cloud. Where did we learn this already? In the introduction to this idea. When Shaul was sending all of these soldiers to go kill David, what was happening to them? They just stepped into the field where Shmuel was in a state of prophecy, and they started to go into it as well. It's the natural outcome. You show up to the Tzaddik's kever, Beit Midrash, open his sefer, look at him in the eyes, show up to his shiur, you're under the cloud. You're going to be affected by the Shekhinah that's resting on him. And there's no chatzitza. There's no separation here. There's no something blocking. Because the tzaddik, in his own eyes, is nothing. He sees himself as worthless. He sees himself as not worth anything to be praised, to be made something out of. Again, God forbid to turn this into Christianity or some false messiah or false idols. We don't need that. Like the Torah said about Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the rabbi of all of the Jewish people in all of the generations, the biggest rav that we'll ever have, the choicest human being we'll ever have, ever, 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 the highest levels of prophecy ever that will ever be, more than Mashiach even. And what does the Torah say about Moshe Rabbeinu? That he was the most humble person in the whole entire world. The king, the person that speaks to Hashem face to face, sees himself as the lowest person in the world. And according to the theory of relativity in Judaism, in Kabbalah, that means that we always are in relative to what was, right? Relative to what was. So the Zohar and other places also tell us, Itpashtuta de Moshe bechol dara. There is an expansion of Moshe in every generation. That means that the Moshe Rabbeinu that was then, that brought down the Torah, he still shows up now in all of the tzaddikim in our generation. That Moshe exists now in the rabbis that are alive, walking in the earth with us right now. Because the true level of a true tzaddik, a real tzaddik, his level, it's not only because he fights and he does and he serves Hashem with all of his might. It's not only because of that. It's mainly because he nullifies himself in front of Hashem and in front of others in this world. It's mainly because, not because of all the great things that he does, more about how much he knows it's all Hashem doing it and it's not him. And by way of that, the Shekhinah comes and rests on him. And then they're able to reveal the godliness even in the lower realms, in the lower aspects. They nullify themselves, the light of Hashem goes there, and now they can spread it around. And to purify all of the physicality and all of the materialism around them, which is the purpose of creation, to make for Hashem a dwelling place in the lower realms, within the physicality, within the world of concealment, to reveal Hashem there. A person that's doing that all day long, so Hashem says, here's a bunch more light, let's do it faster, let's do it more. And by way of a Jew submitting himself in front of the tzaddik, nullifying himself to the tzaddik, right? Giving in, showing up, listening to his instructions, and clinging to him with love, then, even though he's not on the level of the tzaddik, the fact that he's connected to him, kol ha-mechubar la-tahor, tahor, we have a cloud in Baba Kama, in the Gemara, anything that's connected to purity is pure. So each one of us, we're on our own levels, we know our own blemishes, we know how far we are from the truth. We know how much bad we have inside of us, so much bad that we would get consumed immediately. When you connect to purity, you are a purity. And whoever can connect to the Shekhinah is connected to the Shekhinah. Like the Baal Shem Tov says, you grasp a little bit of infinite, you've grasped it all. B'zat Hashem, this is the idea. This is more of the ideas of why we need to connect to tzaddikim. Here God explained much more. They are the vehicles that hold holiness in this world. And by way of connecting to them, we can also start to become better people by way of the Shekhinah burning away all of the bad off of us.